33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. The NFL's monopoly on pro football appears unshakable, but that hasn't stopped new leagues from popping up from time to time. Remember the XFL? Well, in 2001, the league was pitched to the public as a mashup of football with a generous dash of pro wrestling, but it only lasted one season. Now, almost two decades later, it's back, but for how long? The Texas Standard's Michael Marks reports.
The pitch for the XFL back in 2001 was pretty simple.
Brace yourself for the toughest football ever played.
The hits would be bigger, the game would be faster, the cheerleaders would wear fewer clothes. This makes sense when you consider that the owner was pro wrestling magnate Vince McMahon, but it was still jarring to Basil Mitchell, a star running back for TCU in the late 90s. Mitchell played two seasons for the Green Bay Packers, but he was cut after a toe injury. The XFL seemed like a good way to show the NFL he could still play. He wasn't quite healthy enough when the XFL season started.
So I come home to Dallas, I'm rehabbing, and I watch this first game on TV.
He didn't like what he saw.
It's a joke, in my opinion. It's a circus.
Players routinely delivered hits that would draw penalties in the NFL. Cheerleaders hung out in a hot tub on the sideline. The football itself was mediocre. Mitchell was so appalled that he called his coaches the next day and said, "I'm out."
I did not want to be associated with the product.
Mitchell never played pro football again. He's 44 now. These days, he sells commercial real estate in Dallas. He says he doesn't have a lot of regrets, but quitting the XFL is one of them.
And I signed up for it. I guess I should have known what I was signing up for before I told them I would come. I didn't do my due diligence, but I committed to them, and then I broke my commitment.
Mitchell has learned from his mistake, but has the XFL learned from theirs? The gimmicks and over-the-top vibe didn't work back in 2001. Investors lost millions, and the league only lasted one season. So this time...
Oh, no. This is all for the love of football. Everything that we're doing is for the love of football. There will be no WWE portion of the game.
That's Grady Raskin, president of the Dallas Renegades, one of the new XFL's eight teams. Their season starts on Sunday against the St. Louis Battlehawks. The other Texas team, Houston Roughnecks, will play the Los Angeles Wildcats on Saturday. By doing so, they'll join a long tradition of startup leagues trying to snatch a piece of the pro football pie from the NFL. Before them, there was the World Football League, the American Football Association, the United Football League, and of course, the United States Football League, which had a three-season run in the 80s before running out of money. Even this sweet theme song about the Houston Gamblers' run-and-shoot offense wasn't enough to save them.
Run and shoot.
But Raskin is optimistic. For one, the XFL is not directly competing with the NFL, at least not on the calendar. The season starts this weekend, the first one after the Super Bowl, and ends on April 26th. Plus,
the preparation time, the financial backing, and the TV contracts are really our claim to fame here and why we believe that we have enough runway to show people that now we're going to provide the football that people are looking for.
Vince McMahon is also the owner of the new XFL, and he's reportedly willing to spend up to $500 million on the league over its first 3 years. And all of the games will be broadcast on national TV.
We see a hole, which is people still love football even in February, March, and April, and that's what we're planning on giving them.
It sounds like a straightforward plan, but people like Kirk Wakefield have some concerns.
Why would I be passionate about or highly identify with them unless I'm their dad?
Wakefield is a professor of marketing and the executive director of the Center for Sports Sponsorship and Sales at Baylor University. He says commercial success in any pro sport depends on the link between teams and fans.
Those are long-standing types of relationships a fan has with that team.
The XFL can't just conjure that out of thin air. It takes time. And even if you're someone who just wants to watch football, you won't be watching NFL-caliber play. If an XFL player was good enough to play in the NFL, he'd probably be doing that.
So you're already starting with an inferior product, so again, kind of good luck with that.
XFL officials are certainly aware of these arguments, But their games will last about 30 minutes less than NFL games, and broadcasts will feature on-the-field audio from mic'd-up players and coaches. There's almost sure to be an initial buzz once the season starts, but success depends on converting that passing interest into legitimate loyalty.
If they last 2 years, I'll be utterly amazed. I mean, if they even last that long, I'll say, well done. The likelihood they make it 4 years, I'm going to say extremely unlikely. Now, if it does, again, hallelujah, good job. I'm glad I was wrong.
Texas will have plenty to say about that. The state is home to a quarter of the league's teams. And if you're in the football business, you could do a lot worse than depend on Texas's appetite for the gridiron. For the Texas Standard, I'm Michael Marks.